Mor Katan, Perik Beis, Mishnah 2:5, and the last of the Perik, and more about Tavra Avid. Here we have a situation where a person has figs drying outside in his fields. He's concerned the rain is going to come on them and ruin them in the middle of their drying. So it says, Mechapene sekatzios bakash. One is permitted to cover his drying figs with straw. Since it's a Tavra Avid, one would even be allowed to cut that straw to obtain it to cover the drying figs. Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient yet. Omer af ma'abin. Not only can you cover the figs with straw, you can actually gather them all together into a pile, such that the top of the figs, like the figs on top, I should say, act as a shield to protect the figs lower down from getting wet from any rain, and then put kash straw on top of that. The word ma'abin from the word av, which means to be thick, so you can make a thick pile instead of leaving them spread thinly throughout the field. Mochre peros, ksus v'kelim. People who sell produce, clothing, and other utensils. So, since those are the kind of things which potentially would not be needed on Chol HaMoed, of course, we said that if someone does need it on Chol HaMoed, he's permitted to buy it, and if one does not need it on Chol HaMoed, he's not permitted to buy it. But if he needs it, still, an onlooker, if it's talking about something which it's not evident to the onlooker, this is for Chol HaMoed, that has to be done in a more discreet way. And therefore, Mochrin Betzina Letzorach HaMoed. They can be sold only in a more discreet way, and only Letzorach HaMoed if Taka people need these food or utensils for the holiday itself. This would be kind of halacha l'maisa, that the kinds of things which it's evident to everyone who's looking that this is for Chol HaMoed because these things spoil, and something like a lettuce, a cabbage on the side of the road or something, that you can do openly because cabbages don't last that long, and if you're selling them during Chol HaMoed, it's for Chol HaMoed, obviously. I guess same with milk and stuff like that. But things that last a longer time, and dry goods and so on, since it could be for the mode, but doesn't necessarily look that way, the din is it has to be done in more tzina way, like in a discreet way, through a back door and so on. Finally, the Mishnah says, Hatzayadin v'dashashos v'garosos, people who are crafts, people who do food preparation. So these are things, of course, that are labors for them, but permitted because people need them on Chol HaMoed. It's permitted to be done, but also must be done discreetly. So the specific cases here is tzayadin, a tzayad is a trapper. So in other words, you want to get fresh venison, you want someone to trap a deer for you, he's your guy, and that's for Chol HaMoed, and can be done on Chol HaMoed. And dashashos, people who prepare, like oatmeal makers, I guess, people who prepare the cereals to be, into a porridge. V'grosos, gris is like a bean. This is like a bean pounder. So he takes, fresh beans and makes them to refried beans, whatever it is. So those guys can do their thing on Chol HaMoed, their malacha, but for people who need it. Therefore, osin betzina, they can do it, again, only in a discreet way, not an open way, and letzorach HaMoed, only in the quantities that would be necessary for the Chol HaMoed. They can't do a whole factory, open the factory to make the quicker oats. You can't do that. And that's what it means betzina, privately and letzorach HaMoed, in quantities that are reasonable. And that's, of course, again, someone who's are professionals. People otherwise would think Quaker oats are being manufactured on Chol HaMoed. Ooh, that's terrible. But if someone's just doing a one-off privately, he decides every Chol HaMoed, he makes special, he makes pancake batter for him and his friends. That's not a problem to do because he's not a professional. Doesn't look bad. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hem hechmiru al atzman. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't, because there are certain people who took it upon themselves to be strict and not do these various malachas on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara says specific examples. For example, it says that the merchants in Tveria, they didn't do any transactions at all. And the trappers in Akko, the city of Akko, didn't do any trapping at all. And the Koche Chitim, the grain grinders in Tzipori, in the city of Tzipori, Sepphoris, didn't do any grinding at all. So those people are bound by the custom of their place, their locales. It's an existing minug, says Rabbi Yossi, and therefore the usual principle of Altitosh Torah Simecha, don't abandon your traditions of your mother, the teachings of your mother, meaning one has to keep to his minhagim, would apply. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says that those people, since they live in a place where the local, guild of trappers, whatever it is, doesn't do malacha, he has to stick to that. But the halacha is like the Tanakama, that there's no such thing. In other words, that would be true in principle, but in practice, no, there's no overarching minug that exists in an entire city for an entire, group of people, like a guild or something, and which restricts them. And therefore, again, people can do whatever malacha is necessary to provide the community with food, etc. For Tzorach HaMoed, just it should be done in a tzina, in a discreet kind of way,